You know, now it's more responsibilities, you know. And today we have most of the members of the executive office, which represent the ministers, you know. Five of our ministers now, they are in Tripoli, and they will take care about the mission of liberating the rest of Libya. As you know, we still have the south, some parts south of Tripoli, still under the threat, we can say, of the Gaddafi regime, but not the control, you know. Now, Gaddafi regime now using shelling and sabotage with some of his remaining brigades. Our duty now as a council is to secure the capital, Tripoli. 90% of the capital is directly under our control, under the control of the council now, National Libyan Council.
How soon will the entire executive body of the National Transitional Council move to Tripoli?
We hope as soon as we can, plus that also depend on liberating, you know, all the occupied parts.
You seem not to be able to get hold of Muammar Gaddafi. What are your thoughts about that? Are you looking for him to arrest him?
Yes, we are looking for him. And today, by the way, there is a reward for anybody to catch Gaddafi or to arrest him, you know. $1.7 million announced by some the supporters of the National Libyan National Council. Yeah, it's not directly from the council, but, you know, some supporters of the council give this reward, you know, to anyone. But for us, it's a matter of to eliminate him and to arrest him to the criminal court. This is very important, you know. And
so the decision of the National Transitional Council is to send him to the ICC to face justice there. Is that what you're saying?
Actually, both. Maybe even we hold him alive, we need to put him in the Libyan justice. With coordination with the ICC, of course. Of course, we will.
What is the latest development in the National Transitional Council about getting the frozen money to help rebuild the country?
Yes, we are doing our best. Today there is a meeting in Doha, and plus we are doing our best to release whatever we can from the Libyan assistance. Of course, with respect to the United Nations resolution, because the resolution was actually to protect Libyan money, and we appreciate that. And we still respect that, because of course, in the same time, we need the money, we need to run the country. Now, two-thirds of the country under our control, and we need that money to make the economy run in the country.
There are some people who are expressing concern that there could be revenge killings of Gaddafi supporters. Will the National Transitional Council intervene to prevent such revenge killings?
No, for this, the president of the council, he's a wise man, and he make different speaks through all the channels to protect all lives, you know. No way to revenge, you know. And also, by the way, I will tell you the Libyan mentality, the Libyan traditional tribal rules and family rules, we are against. But in such circumstances, you can never fulfill all 100%. You know that. Even in very modern cities and countries, there are some people revenge and some criminal acts. But believe me, up to the situation we live now, it's excellent, you know. And we hope to improve. There is no revenge. I can assure you that.
There are some people who are expressing concern that some of the rebels will be looting. How do you intend to deal with that?
No, I can assure you that the rate of crime, looting, and such crimes, it's a lower level than before this revolution. Believe me, now. But of course, certainly, with such circumstances like now, there's a fighting, there's rebels every day. So whatever happens, everybody look at it. But even in the peaceful times, for example, in our cities, the rate of looting may be higher than now. I mean, so it's nothing compared to the fighting situation.